Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips discusses the government's decision to pursue a debt buyback transaction with Venezuela and its implications for Jamaica's economy. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. For the past few weeks, the Petrocaribe debt buyback has been a topical issue across the country, with many sides weighing in. For those persons unfamiliar with the issue, the government, after raising $2 billion from international lending agencies, used approximately $1.5 billion out of those funds to buy a portion of the debt owed to Venezuela under the Petrocaribe Energy Cooperation Agreement. Under the Energy Cooperation Agreement, Jamaica is able to purchase oil from Venezuela by depositing between 5 and 50% upfront and paying the balance via a 17 to 25 year financing agreement at 1% interest. Under the debt buyback transaction, Venezuela agreed to accept $1.5 billion from Jamaica as a one-off payment for $3.25 billion worth of debt, which was to be repaid over 17 to 25 years. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips has maintained that this transaction will reap several benefits for Jamaica's economy, including lowering Jamaica's debt service payments by approximately $300 million over the life of the transaction and reducing the country's debt to GDP ratio.
This transaction has the effect of lowering the debt to GDP ratio by approximately 10%. It is the key number that everyone looks at in determining the debt sustainability of your economy. If your economy is viewed as having a sustainable debt level, then it means the likely interest rates charged will decrease. Interest rates not just to government of Jamaica, but interest rates to every investor investing in Jamaica, whether a foreign investor or a local investor.
Dr. Phillips adds that Jamaica's overall debt stock has also been reduced following the debt buyback.
These transactions together allow for a reduction in the nominal debt stock from 2.1 trillion Jamaican dollars to 1.9 trillion US dollars, or 164 billion less. This is contrary to the notion that has been posited in some circles that the government is increasing the country's debt.
The finance minister also says this will allow for more funds to be channeled into government services.
In effect, by purchasing the debt owed by Petrocaribe Development Fund to PDVSA, Petrolia SA, the Petrocaribe Development Fund is now obliged to pay the central government instead of PDVSA for the full amount of the debt. The payments will allow further the government to improve the services that the government provides.
Dr. Phillips adds that the debt buyback transaction has been commended by several multilateral agencies, which can only redound to Jamaica's long-term benefit.
Both the International Monetary Fund and the Inter-American Development Bank have publicly expressed their full support for the transactions, which in their view represents proactive management of our debt, and which is in their view also supportive of Jamaica's economic reform program.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.